This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel with some of your emails now. And first, we need to re-roll the credits in an interview we did with film historian Scott Simon. He told us about the controversial World War II documentary Let There Be Light. The great John Huston directed the film. It was a look at soldiers' psychological war wounds, but the Army never released it.
I think his impression was that the film did not live up to the Army's view at the time of what a heroic soldier would be like coming back from the war. It sort of violated, as he put it, the warrior myth.
Well, Let There Be Light has been digitally restored and is now available online. We gave restoration credit to the National Film Preservation Foundation. No, says Heidi Holmstrom, that organization funded the project. Holmstrom is a motion picture preservation specialist at the National Archives and Records Administration, NARA, in College Park, Maryland. And she writes this about the work done on Let There Be Light. The picture elements were preserved in the Motion Picture Preservation Lab at the National Archives and Records Administration. Chase Audio by Deluxe in L.A. performed the soundtrack restoration, and the new sound and picture elements were then synced up so new composite prints could be created. Color Lab in Rockville, Maryland, also did some lab work. And Holmstrom concludes, Let There Be Light was one of the first projects I worked on after starting at NARA. Everyone in the lab has put so much work on this title that I want our contribution to be recognized. Now, a comment about our interview yesterday with Regina Spektor.
Down on Bowery, they lose their ball eyes and their lip mouths in the night. And stumbling through the street, they say, sir, do you got a light?
Roberta Ferger of Oakland, California, said, listening to Spektor was a driveway moment. And Ferger writes, she was so delightful. Her energy, her sense of humor, her honesty, what a joy. You can send us your thoughts at npr.org. Just click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.
And down on Lexington, they're wearing new shoes, stuck to aging feet, and close their eyes and open and not recognize the aging street.